We have two kinds of the activities. So one is a regional level activities, the other one is in-country level activities. So at first, I want to introduce regional level activities outcome and achievement. So we really collaborate with the SPREP, which is a regional environmental organization, an international organization. And then, so in collaboration with the SPREP, we developed the database for the training and trainers, which we conducted. This is really helpful to develop the training. And also we promote this one to youth as a donors. And then the other one is after the training and the meeting, we have 16 local trainers in the region after the variety of the trainings. And then also we developed the new waste management and pollution control regional strategy. We call it Cleaner Pacific 2025 in collaboration with SPREP. This is our outcome and achievement of the regional level activities. And then we also have in-country level activities, which is rehabilitation of disposal site in Tonga, FSM, Papua New Guinea, and Solomon Islands, and also improvement of the collection services in Tonga, FSM, and Papua New Guinea. And then we also promoted the 3R, reduced, reuse, recycle activities in Palau, Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, Solomon, Tonga, and Fiji.
So, Makata, can I ask you on that last point about the 3Rs, is that one of the central aspects of what you've been trying to do, is to encourage people in the Pacific Islands to be a bit more thoughtful in terms of how they dispose of their waste?
Yeah, so actually in the Pacific, so as you know, Pacific Island is just a small island, and there are a lot of constraints, like a geographic isolation, and also limited land space. So we try to focus on the upstreaming of the waste. So we also promoted the rehabilitation of the disposal site, but the more important one is the upstreaming to promote the 3R. So we promoted the 3R activities, try to promote not using a plastic bag, try to community people and schools to bring eco bag to stop using the plastic, something like that.
Now, another aspect I gather of the work you've been doing is dealing with the problem of waste generated by natural disasters. And, of course, a number of the countries that you mentioned have had that problem in recent times. What is different about how you treat that kind of waste?
Yeah, so actually after the disaster, so there are a lot of disaster debris. Mostly it is green waste, like big tree and the logs. But still, we try to promote 3R concept, even if we treat the disaster waste and disaster debris. Yeah, because after the disaster, after the cyclone, after the flooding, so there are a lot of waste debris that generated, and then almost all going to the disposal site, which really affected the disposal site and the lifespan of the disposal site. So we try to promote the 3R concept. We try to cut all the logs and trees, and then try to promote community to use such a debris as much as possible.
You talked about the trainers that you've trained, as it were, during the course of this project, and presumably they have a very important role to play in the future now in maintaining the impetus and pushing this whole idea of waste management forward.
Yeah. So actually, we just developed a basement to promote the South to South cooperation for the solid waste management. So now we really need a more consolidated system to promote south-to-south cooperation. So now we really collaborate with the SPLEP to develop such a system. So near future, we're going to have a regional waste management and pollution control roundtable. So it will be a good platform to promote such a system. So we want to strengthen such a collaboration with stakeholders, not only member countries, but also with all donors, relevant donors.